WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1996, Terry spoke with Faye Dunaway, who starred as Jack Nicholson's conflicted client in Chinatown. It's a very famous role because of the secrets she keeps.
You had to construct your reactions in the film. So early on, we'd interpret your reactions as guilt.
Right.
But later on, we'd realize that you were just so pained by the truth. So what did you do with your body language and your face to convey this complex reaction that's going to mean something different to us later on in the film?
Well, it all had to be very subterranean, that's for starters. You had to not know what was going on with her. So anything you had to like really work in layers, you know. If some was scripted, for example, you remember when I lit a cigarette in Jack's office and one was already lit. So those kinds of things, and from that you knew that she was nervous about something that Jack was asking her, and Jack and the audience, by the way, had to know I was guilty or believe I was guilty. And I then had to play it for the truth. I had to play it because I knew the truth. I as the character knew the truth, you know, so that it was colored slightly, but you always had to, as the actress, remember that you had to fool them. You had to make them think that you were guilty.
Now, the truth of the story is that there's a mysterious young girl in the film, and Nicholson is insisting, you know, tell me who she really is. What's your relationship to you? And the truth is, do you mind if I say what it is? I think most of our listeners have seen the film.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, the truth is that she's your daughter and your sister, because she's your daughter through being raped by your own father.
Right.
So Nicholson is saying, so who is she? And you say...
Yeah, this is at the end of it, where really we've all been kept guessing and wondering, and this is a crucial moment at the end. And it's the famous scene where I say, she's my daughter, and he slaps me. And I say, she's my sister, and he slaps me again. And then I say, she's my daughter and my sister. And then the scene moves on. That was an interesting scene because Jack didn't want to slap me, of course, you know. And we tried the old phony thing of your hand stops just short of the face, you know, and then the face moves. And, you know, it wasn't working because he had to slap me a number of times. And I finally said, Jack, you're just going to have to hit me. And he said, you sure, Dread? He used to call me the dreaded Dunaway sometimes. And I said, yeah, come on, let's do it. So we did. And it was the only thing that would have worked in that scene.
Did he hit you hard?
Pretty hard. Had to be real. Yeah, it had to be what his character would be doing. This character was at the end of his rope, and it was just gone driven crazy by this story and this woman and feeling that she had been lying to him, you know.
No, I believe the ending was debated, the ending of Chinatown, whether you should die or whether the father who raped you, played by John Huston, should die.
Yeah.
And it's a very unhappy, it's a very tragic ending because the perpetrator, you know, the real...
Yes.
The real bad guy here goes free, and the victim, gets shot in the eye.
It's a very Polanski ending, really. And it is a very painful ending, you know. And it's film noir. It's noir.
So what was the debate like about how it should end?
Well, I wasn't really a part of it. It was between Bob Town and the
screenwriter.
Jack, to some degree, the screenwriter, and Roman. And Roman won. I think Bob wanted me to live and wanted Evelyn to live. But Roman really felt strongly that it should be twisted and she should be dead.
Now, how did you feel about it? Did you want your character to live or die? Which ending rang more true to you?
I, on a personal level, would always prefer them to live because the characters become your friends and you really champion those characters. I mean, it's my job to defend that character, basically. But as a film, a student of film, I think Roman was right. I think it's more in keeping with the genre, and it's more tragic. And it was an Oedipal theme. You know, this was Oedipus, the great Greek hero, slept with his mother unbeknownst to him. It was predicted and in the end put out his eyes, blinded himself because of the pain that of his behavior. He couldn't live with what he'd done without punishing himself. And this character was Oedipal too. That's why I insisted on the last moment in the film. Roman was going to let it go. He was going to let me be shot in the arm or somewhere else or the chest or something. And because he had forgotten to order the appliance that goes on the eye. This is kind of a rubber, you know, thing that you then make up, and it looks like a bullet's just gone into the eye. He'd forgotten to order it, and he said, "Well, that's okay. We'll just shoot you somewhere." And I said, no, we have to shoot me through the eye. I mean, that's the Oedipal thing. So it was something I was really fond of, and I thought it was an important moment. I thought it made the resonance of that moment would make the rest of the film. It just made it all, it gave it a bigger scope. And so anyway, we sat in the trailer, and I said, "Look, if we can do it, do you want to hear the story?"
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I said, "Look, if we can do it, my makeup man, Lee Harmon, if we can somehow do this, will you let us do it?" And he sort of challengingly, as I recall, sneered at me and said, "Yes, go ahead and try." So Lee had the rubber nose of Kim Darby's double in his makeup kit. I promise you. And he put this thing on and made it work and really worked with it. He was a wonderful makeup man. And took about 4 hours one night, and we did it, and we came out, and it looked amazing.
Now, so the Kim Darby's double's nose was refashioned into a shot-up eye?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, the other reason why it works so well to get shot in the eye is, you know, your face, you're driving away when you get shot. And your face kind of hits the horn, and you hear this horn ringing.
Yeah.
And you know something's wrong, but you don't know why.
Yeah.
Then you realize, well, you've been shot in the face. So mm-hmm. If you were shot in the arm, that horn wouldn't have happened, right?
It would have to be somewhere in the head, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. So that must
the
have been...
The horn was great, yeah.
That must have been pretty creepy also.
Yeah.
See yourself that way.
Yeah, it's a good moment, though.
Faye Dunaway, speaking with Terry Gross in 1996.